Welcome to A Reason to Talk with Chris Reason. Today we are talking about Judith Barcy, the actress who voiced Ducky in the 1988 Land Before Time and her tragic murder. Let's get into today's episode.
Reason to Talk with Chris Reason, yeah.
All right, today's episode is going to be a little bit of a short one, but let's get into it. Today we are going to be talking about the sad double murder suicide of Judith Ava Barcy. Judith Ava Barcy, born June 6, 1978, was an American child actress. She began her career in television, making appearances in commercials and television series, as well as in the 1987 film Jaws: The Revenge. She also provided the voices of Ducky in The Land Before Time and Anne Marie in All Dogs Go to Heaven. Both were released after her death. She and her mother, Maria, were killed in July 1988 in a double murder-suicide committed in their home by her father, Joseph Barcy. Barcy was born in Los Angeles County, California, the daughter of Joseph Eisenstein, and Maria Barcy. Maria Barcy began preparing her daughter to become an actress when Judith was five. Barcy's first role was in Fatal Vision, playing Kimberly McDonald. She went on to appear in more than 70 commercials and guest roles on television. As well as her career in television, she appeared in several films, including Jaws of Revenge. She provided the voices of Ducky in The Land Before Time and The Dog Goes to Heaven before. By the time she began fourth grade, Barcy was earning an estimated $100,000 per year, equivalent to about $266,000 now. Allowing her family to buy a three-bedroom house in West Hills, Los Angeles. As she was short for her age, she was 3'8". At age 10, she began receiving hormone injections at UCLA to encourage her growth. Her petiteness led casting directors to cast her in roles as children who were younger than her actual age. Her agent, Ruth Hansen, was quoted in the Los Angeles Times as saying that when she was 10, she was still playing 7 to 8 years old. As Barcy's career success increased, her father, Joseph, an alcoholic, became increasingly angry and repeatedly threatened to kill himself, his wife, and his daughter. He was arrested 3 times for drunk driving before Judith left to film Jaws the Revenge. Joseph reportedly held a knife to her throat and threatened to kill her if she didn't return. In December 1986, Maria reported his threats and physical violence against her to the police. After the police found no physical signs of abuse, she decided not to press charges against him. After the incident with the police, Joseph reportedly stopped drinking, but continued to threaten Maria and Judith with violence, including threats to burn down the house. He also reportedly had a telegram informing Maria that a relative in Hungary had died, hoping to prevent her from leaving the United States with Judith. The physical violence continued, with Barcy telling a friend that her father threw pots and pans at her, resulting in a nosebleed. As a result of being abused, Judith began gaining weight and developed compulsive behaviors, such as plucking out her eyelashes and pulling out her cat's whiskers. In May 1988, after breaking down in front of her agent, Ruth Hansen, Judith was taken by Maria to a child psychologist who identified severe physical and emotional abuse and reported her findings to Child Protective Services. The investigation was dropped after Maria assured the caseworker that she intended to begin divorce proceedings against Joseph and that she and Judith were going to move into Panorama City. She had recently rented as a daytime haven from it. Maria's friends urged her to follow through on the plan, but she hesitated for fear of losing the family home and belongings. Months before her murder, Barcy had reportedly told friends, "I'm afraid to go home. My daddy is miserable. My daddy's drunk every day, and I know he wants to kill my mother." July 28, 1988, the Los Angeles Times reported that 3 people had been found dead in apparent murder-suicide, and that the bodies were believed to be those of Barcy, her mother Maria, and her father Joseph. Joseph shot Maria in the hallway of their home and Judith in her bed. The article quoted Police Lieutenant Warren Knowles as saying that a flammable liquid, presumably gasoline, had been poured on the bodies of Maria and Judith by Joseph. Joseph's body was found in the garage. He had died from what was determined to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Neighbor Eunice Daly said that she had heard a gunshot around 8:30 a.m. on July 27th, prompting her to call the police. Barcy and her mother were buried in Forest Lawn Memorial Park and adjoining plots. Both Land Before Time and All Dogs Go to Heaven were released after her death. In an interview, Don Bluth, the director of both films, praised her as being absolutely astonishing. She understood verbal direction even for the most sophisticated situations. Bluth had remarked on the difficulty in finding child actors for roles and had intended to continue to feature her excessively in his future productions. Sad, short life, short career, with the double murder-suicide. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Reason to Talk with Chris Reason. I know today was a short one, but make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button to keep up to date. Peace and bacon grease, guys.